Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Ann Nelson, your host for the show. Today, my guest is Paul Flynn. I've known Paul for quite some years. He is a real estate agent, a property investor, a buyer's agent, and a property coach. So welcome, Paul.
Thanks, Anne.
I'd like to start our talk by getting a little background on people. So how did you start out as a property investor?
I bought my first house in Beaudesert for $45,000 in 1986. Fortunately, market was going up in those days, and by 1988, the house was probably worth about $70,000.
Wow.
And I let out the four rooms, and that paid the mortgage.
Can you tell me about your journey with real estate investing?
Yeah, it's been a real interesting journey over the last probably 25 years. And it's had its ups and downs, and that's the most important thing, is the timing. Because in a downward market, it's very hard to make money. It's a good time not to expose yourself. And yet you can make quite a lot of money when the market's going up if you know what to do, if you tread according to the rules.
Where do you invest? What areas?
I invest in lower end of the market. The areas are Logan City, the Ipswich Corridor and Ipswich City. Mainly at the moment, it's safe, high returning, low amount of capital required. I have also done a fair bit on the Gold Coast, but I'm not doing anything there at the moment.
Okay. So are you able to give us an idea of what your real estate portfolio is worth and what sort of income it generates for you?
Yeah, I own about 30 properties outright today. And I think those 30 properties return on average about, say, $350 a week, which is $10,000 a week.
What is your main business now?
Buyer's agency, property coaching, property management at the moment, and specialised property management in terms of refugee accommodation.
Mm. Would you like to explain that a little bit more?
The refugee accommodation? For 5 years now, I've been working with NGOs of the Immigration Department. The Immigration Department bring in people every year, probably, you know, into Australia in excess of 100,000 people. Into Brisbane, it might be one-seventh of that. You've got organisations like Red Cross and another six or seven like them that are employed by the Department of Immigration to house people, find housing. And I work with those departments, those NGOs like Red Cross. So I really specialise to cater for their clients, and that can include furnished accommodation. So we actually do furnished accommodation in places like Woodridge, Logan City, and also working with those organisations in terms of their individual requirements for paperwork, like bond loans for the people, processing the applications. It's quite specific.
Do you have clients that are looking for the long term to provide their retirement income from real estate?
Yes.
How many properties would I need to own if I thought I would want to live off my real estate?
Minimum 10.
Minimum 10?
Without any debt.
Without any debt.
Mm. Well, that's what I reckon.
Okay. So what's in the areas that you invest in, what's the average price of a property and what would the return be for that?
$200,000, and the return is about 7% in the hand, 10% gross.
Sounds good. What part of the real estate market do you always make money in?
Property management. It's true.
What is involved in owning and looking after an investment property?
What's involved with owning and looking after an investment property?
For a novice.
Well, ownership requires finance, so you're dealing with banks. It requires property maintenance and property management.
Okay.
So those three things there are compulsory when owning a property. What was the second part of that question?
Looking after.
Oh, looking after is, again, property maintenance, property management. Once in a while, revaluations.
What time frame would I be looking at to hold a rental property? Is this, are we in this forever or?
Yes and no. Obviously, while you can, you keep accumulating. But then as you reach a retirement age, you would probably lower your portfolio to sell off for your lifestyle. So you'd sell off a few. So some you'd keep, some you'd sell, depending on what type of lifestyle you want to lead when you retire.
Okay. What are the main risks of owning real estate?
The main risks of real estate is potential capital loss in a downward market, high levels of debt on that real estate, and again, a downward market. I suppose property management is another issue that can be, if your property is not managed correctly or not maintained correctly, it could lead to safety issues and liability issues, or probably more than those two things, hassles. I don't consider hassle as a risk, but it certainly decreases your happiness in retirement. You don't need those hassles. Yeah.
What structures are best for owning real estate for tax and asset protection?
Trusts are different, ideally, in theory, a different trust and a different loan for every property.
You have been involved in other real estate markets like commercial and retail. Is it for everyone?
No. Commercial real estate and retail real estate is a bit like the share market. Unless you know what you're doing, you're going to be at the end of the food chain. So it requires a lot of research and a proper understanding of how those markets and, more importantly, how the leasing of them works.
Mm.
When you're buying commercial, you're really buying a tenant. And if their business is good, you've got a good, solid investment. If their business is flimsy, you've got nothing.
Mm. So in your opinion, what's the easiest market to be in?
Bottom end residential. If you make a mistake, it doesn't cost you too much. And your chances of going up are higher, your chances of a gain and a real return. Bottom end residential for three reasons. One, you'll get a higher return. Two, it's safer. Three, you're spreading your eggs. So if you've got $1 million, you can buy six properties or five at 200,000.
So what would I gain by using a buyer's agent to source my properties?
First thing is you'd get a property at a lower price than you'd normally pay because they have the inside word. Secondly, they help you a lot through the process, so it's going to be less stressful. And thirdly, you have someone to work with. If you're on your own, it's always better to have two people to brainstorm it and come up with good ideas. And thirdly, well, they think about a lot of things that you don't think about, because it just comes second nature to them. And fourthly, you will be sure, if the buyer's agent's done his job properly, you should be sure that you're getting a property at a good price, because they will educate you in regards to prices, leases, every facet.
And looking at the residential market, in your opinion, is a house better than a unit? Is there any difference?
99% of people will always say a house, always want a house in preference to a unit, but I will always say that it depends on the deal.
What should the building be constructed of? Is there something?
If I was retiring and keeping for the long term, I'd prefer brick and tile. There's definitely more maintenance and more costs in non-brick and tile properties. But that, in some cases, can be compensated with returns. You have to weigh it up.
Is there a formula, a criteria you look for when evaluating a property to buy?
Yes. A property is evenly geared when the rent is double the purchase price. Just to explain that a bit further. if the property costs $200,000, you need to get $400 a week rent. That's a rough guide as to the break-even point.
What else is important? Location, vacancy rates in the suburb, or?
All of those are important factors, obviously location. I think it's important to buy, if you're going to hold properties for the long term, the house should have good bones. Or, so brick and tile, for example, is always appealing. But not little two-bedroom cottages made out of fibro. They are going to cost you a lot of money, especially if they're old. So good bones, good homes that are solid. The old homes contain a lot of hardwood. They're better than the new homes these days.
So what would I need to know to give me more confidence to choose the right rental property?
Well, you need to know what your real costs of holding that property are, including maintenance, insurance, management, interest, etc., and the likelihood of interest going up in the future. Once you've ascertained your costs, then you can work out from the rent you'll achieve how much it will cost you every week, either in the hand or whether it's cash flow positive or negative. But don't buy cash flow negative because you're just losing. And with retirement or approaching retirement, you can avoid paying all tax if you buy in your super fund.
So you're talking about self-managed super fund?
Yes.
And do you do a lot of that these days?
Yes, it's becoming really popular. But a lot of accountants aren't. Unfortunately, the accountants are a reactive group of people, not a proactive group of people, because they tend to be too busy running their businesses and putting out fires. There are a lot of specialist people out there and information out there that can teach you and put into practice, if you follow them, how not to pay a cent of tax if you structure yourself properly in a self-managed super fund. And tax is loss. If you're paying tax, you're losing.
Mm.
No one wants to pay tax. No one wants to lose.
Okay. How hard is it to obtain finance these days? Should I be looking at any particular type of loan? And am I going to a major bank or should I be going elsewhere?
I think the finance climate in Australia is pretty solid. In your first-tier banks and your second-tier banks, your St. George's, your Bendigo's, they're all pretty safe. Major banks generally offer you, because of strength, they can give you better prices. But go to your mortgage broker and let him sort it out.
Would it take me much time each month to look after my rental property or think about it?
If you're managing it yourself and if you have good long-term tenants in there and a handyman living around the corner like you, Anne, no. If you have a high turnover of tenants and it's an older house that requires lots of maintenance issues, then there'll be a lot of time spent running around. Not just that either. There's insurances. It all comes down to turnover of tenancies. If you don't have a turnover of tenancies, you're okay. The minute you have to kick someone out, you've got to start sending Form 9s, Form 10s, Form 12s, and the average person doesn't really understand that.
So with protecting my property, I would need more than just normal house insurance, wouldn't I?
You would take a landlord policy, a landlord protection policy, which includes any losses from tenants that either don't pay or damage, and it also includes the house, if it burns down, the house insurance. And for a house that's around $700, $600 a year, and for a unit, it's half that.
How much should I allow for maintenance each year?
For a older home, minimum $100 a week. Well, to be honest, $100 a week for any house. Because that's one area that people just don't allow enough money. Maintenance, like if you have to replace, even in a new home, a hot water system or a stove, it's $1,000. Well, that's $20 a week without doing anything else. But every 10 years, you've got carpets, you've got to do your roof, you've got fencing. You know, a fence will cost you $5,000 if you've got a big block and you want color bond. That's $100 a week. So if only 1 year you had to replace your fence, That's $100 a week without doing anything else.
Mm. How much do rents increase each year? I mean, do that.
Sorry, can I come back to that last question?
Mm.
For a unit, $50 a week. A house, $100.
And do rents go up each year? Does it keep up with inflation?
Generally, yes, rents do go up every year. I have seen periods, some years, where rents have come backwards in certain markets. But I think from now on, for the foreseeable future, rents should continue to creep up because over the last 5 years, there hasn't been a big supply of new properties coming on the market.
Okay. Is there any other way to make money out of real estate than rentals?
Yeah. The rental is, you mean purchasing something to rent out, like just collecting rent as an investor?
Yeah.
Many ways. Some of the things that we do and some of our clients do is we trade, which is buy, renovate, sell, or take a medium-term approach instantly, or you can do it over 6 months, a year, 2 years. Other ways to make money in real estate. Mm. Apart from collecting rent, you can take options on properties. You can, and hope for that works. It's endless. It just goes on and on and on and on. You can do second mortgages to get money. You can mortgage your house to get money out of it to do other things.
Mm.
Mm. Once you have a house that's unencumbered, that opens up a lot of options if you can access the equity.
What are the common mistakes made by investors in real estate?
Not seeing their property when they buy it, believing real estate agents, not taking into account or not educating themselves as to the real costs of maintenance and other things. Basically, due diligence. You really have to make sure that you're satisfied in every regard, that you know where the goalposts are and what the body corporate is or what the rates are. Other mistakes made by investors. In Queensland, don't buy new properties because it's like a car. As soon as you drive it out the door, it loses values.
Mm. What about if you bought land and then had a house built on it? Is that different or is that in the same kettle?
Generally, it's in the same pot.
Mm.
Unless you're a builder, you really not. The builder will be the one to make the money, not you.
Is there any important piece of advice you could give to an investor?
It's all in the buying.
Mm. Life expectancy is now over 80. What time frame do you see for your investments?
Look, I've seen myself owning real estate when I pass away, whatever age that will be.
Mm.
So I think most people would be in that situation and hope to leave something to their children or the next generation. How many and what amount, I don't know. I'll probably always own personally probably 20 to 30 properties. But I'm also active in the share market and I also own a bit of bullion, gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm diversified.
So is there anything you would recommend that listeners could read about, any literature or books you could recommend, magazines they should read?
I think any literature in regards to property and investment is an ongoing education. There's certainly lots of seminars going around, but I think they're really selling theory. Books are Rich Dad, Poor Dad seems to be a popular one. Any book that talks about property investment. But the mistake is don't just read one book and take that as gospel. It's an ongoing education. And as we all know, Anne, you know, when there's no better way to learn it than own it and have to pay the bills, because when it's your money, you really learn quick.
Mm. Mm. Okay, thanks for your valuable insights, Paul. And how could we, if anyone listening to this, could find out more about how to get in touch with you, your office or your website?
Yes, just contact me on my phone number, 0415 384999. That's 0415 384999. Or go on to my website, paulflynnproperties.com.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Anne.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.